and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast, and we are in February in 2024. I cannot believe how quickly time is flying. Don't forget the International Mass Timber Conference in Portland, Oregon is on in March, the end of March. Please do get your accommodation booked, your flights booked, get your registration in, and enjoy an amazing feast of mass timber education, connection, networking. And if you want to listen to the podcast episode with Arnie speaking about what's coming up, please do go back and have a look at our backlog, and you'll be able to hear all the sights and sounds from the event. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode of the podcast as we bring you the news each week from around the world. And let's have a look at what's making news in mass timber construction land this week. The big news coming out of the European Union this week is the world's first carbon removal certification scheme. The scheme includes the temporary carbon storage in long-lasting products such as wood-based construction for at least 35 years. The four types of removals that are listed under the certification scheme include the temporary storage of carbon based on farming, such as restoring forests and soil and wetland management, permanent carbon removal, such as direct air capture and bioenergy, with the last two activities that must last for at least 5 years to be certified and must not lead to land being acquired for speculative purposes, negatively affecting the rural communities. So we're really looking at putting the environment first and then looking at products such as wood-based products that might be used in construction, such as mass timber, and creating this ecosystem. A bill advancing through the EU is a step in the right direction. Congratulations to everyone involved in it. If you'd like to read more about the scheme, please head to our Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed. And Washington State University researchers have received a 2-year grant to make more resilient and durable housing materials from thermally modified cross-laminated timber and recycled carbon. The researchers, including notable people from the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, along with assistant professors based in Composite Materials and Engineering Center, are collaborating with Composite Recycling Technology Center in Port Angeles and the Construction Engineering Research Laboratory to explore ways to use the advanced thermally modified CLT material in deployable structures, with the goal of extending its application to single and two-story multi-residential units. As part of the project, the researchers will analyze the structure and the materials and evaluate the possibility of mass-produced panels. These are one-of-a-kind initiative in the Pacific Northwest, and we look forward to seeing the results. If you'd like to read more, please head to our LinkedIn feed. And if you are in Australia and you would like to know more about the European mass timber market from manufacturing to construction, Wood Solutions currently has a call out for anybody in the AAC community. Through Andrew Dunn and the Timber Development Association in New South Wales, for a 6-day insightful, engaging travel trip from Vienna, Austria, Milan, all the way through using a coach to Glulam, CLT plants, and other leading edge technologies that are close in the region. You'll be staying in hotel accommodation, and that will be built from wood that showcase clever architecture and interior design. And this is an opportunity for you to look at the origins and learn about the future of mass timber buildings from witnessing it firsthand in Europe. If you'd like to find out more, please head to the Wood Solutions website, where you can look for the international study tour. The tours take taking place on the 26th of May to the 1st of June. If you'd like to get in, be first, or you might miss out. And all the buzz right now is the concept of adaptive reuse as part of this circular economy principles or philosophies. If you'd like to read a great article that's been put together that looks at adaptive reuse as the missing piece in the housing puzzle, which really takes stock that might have been purposed for something else like offices and then transforms this and potentially creates greater housing stock to address the urban densification problem and sprawl problem that we currently have in many modern cities around the world. If you'd like to read the article, please head to our LinkedIn journal feed and you'll be able to read all about adaptive reuse. Fantastic article. And congratulations to Lever Architecture and the new timber office complex, which is rising next to Chinatown in downtown Los Angeles to provide workspaces for people in the region. The building will be built from cross-laminated timber, which provides a sustainable alternative to more traditional materials, and its choice reflects the growing trends towards sustainability and architecture in the region. The office complex will be one of the first in Los Angeles to utilize mass timber and provides 1,222 square feet of office space, 7,000 square feet of retail space, all supported by 141 car garage, and the inclusion of the James Connor Field Operations for Landscape Design further emphasizes the project's commitment to integrating nature and urban development harmoniously. If you'd like to see more details, you know where to head, our Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed. And that's it, folks. That's all we've got time for this week in Mass Timber Construction Land. We hope that you are doing well. Have a great week. We look forward to catching up with you next week. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. Don't forget to hit subscribe. It's goodbye from me from the Mass Timber Construction Podcast.